Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad that you have stopped by the show today. And before we start, we have a few moments of prayer. Father, in the name of our Jesus, we pray and confess that the Spirit of the Lord rests upon us today, dear Heavenly Father. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, dear Heavenly Father, the Spirit of knowledge. We pray that as your Spirit will rest upon us, that you will quicken and understand, because you have anointed and qualified us to preach the gospel to the meek, the poor, and the wealthy, the afflicted. You have sent us to bind up the broken heart, heal, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captive. In the name of Jesus, opening up the prison of the eyes to those who are bound today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic today is the pressure of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit moved James to write that we often find ourselves in the midst of conflict. And what that means, you're fighting, you're arguing, you're quarreling, or some other dispute. We fight each other over political, in relationship, at work, and church. We quarrel over race, religion, sport, you name it. Quarrel over everything. Just stop it today. We fight among ourselves. We feel pressure caused by a lack of contentment and a restlessness in our spirit that can't seem to be satisfied. We even fight God. Not a very good move on our part. It is sin. So today we're talking about the pressure of conflict. And some of the tag words I'll be using today is pressure, conflict, and quarrels. So many of you all right now have so much pressure on you. So many of you all are going through conflict right now. And so many of you all are quarreling really about nothing. Just think about it. The pressure of conflict. You know, when we fight among ourselves, isn't helpful in maintaining harmonious relationship? You know, we feel pressure caused by a lack of contentment and a restlessness in our spirit that can seem to be satisfied. We even fight God. Not a very good move on our part. It is sin. You may be in conflict with God right now, stubbornly refusing to yield to God, foolishly holding on too tight to the lesser things of this world. James teaches in James 4, 1 through 10, he teaches us how to handle the pressures of conflict and quarrels. You know, God people commit spiritual adultery by choosing idols and substitute over God himself. You know, using these words reflect the Old Testament frequent practice of despising God's people in a marriage relationship with him. Israel was God's wife. When Israel pursued idols, God treated them that as an adultery. You know, beginning in James chapter 4, if you're going to stop a fight, the best place to do it is at the source. James noted three interrelated sources of conflict. One was self-centered desire. The lust, which is in verse 1, come from the same Greek word from which we get our word hedonistic. Our fleshly body look for pleasure, sexual and otherwise, and a life of ease. The care, riches, and pleasure of this life chokes out God's word in our life. You'll find that in Luke 8 and 14. You know, this desire for pleasure and the appeal of our flesh, our sinful nature, wages war in our bodies. You know, our self-centered desires for pleasure can cause us to become demanding, be unfaithful to our marriage, become greed, or be possessive. When desires control, some people even go as far as committing murder. You know, this echoed Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5:21 and 26, where Jesus linked anger with murder. What craving most often leads you into conflict? Think about it today. Number two problem is in prayer. We fight because we don't know or have. We don't have because we don't ask. Too often we are so busy fighting that we don't have time to pray. You know, God is the giver of every good and every perfect gift. Everything we could ever need, he will provide. Yet we may never know God's provision because we don't take the time to pray, or we pray with the wrong. When we do pray, James said, we don't always get what we ask because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. We give out our wish to God with one aim in mind. Excuse me. The satisfaction of our own evil and selfish desire. Here James was saying that it is wasted. That's what a word consume means. God's blessing. The third thing is friendship with the world. You know, living for here and now embraces the world's value. And seeking the world's toys, treasure, glory, and recognition, seeking the things of the world brings us into conflict with God. When you look for the things of this world, commit adultery against God. Believers are the bride of Christ. To turn from him is unfaithfulness. Seeking the world is also showing hostility toward God. You know, we act hatefully and oppressed to God when we do so. We act like we did before we knew Jesus. To make God your enemy is literally to stand against God. You know, this action caused God to stand against you. Today we are talking about the pressure of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. You know, when we was talking about this, I was digging a little bit deeper. An act of unfaithfulness in a marriage that occurred when one of the marriage partners volunteered engaged in sexual misbehavior with a person other than the marriage partner. You know, even in the Old Testament, you know, the issue of covenant law prohibits adultery. and thereby made faithfulness to the marriage the relationship centered in the divine will for human relationship. You know, the three number items are not three distant souls of conflict that are separated from each other. On the contrary, they work together against our humble submission to Christ. Now, here's this word again, conflict. Conflict and fights are a matter of the heart. If you are Christ-centered and not self-centered, prayerless, if you are submitted to God and not an enemy of God, then you will find fewer conflict and more peace in your life. You know, over in James 4, 6 through 10, it says, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resist the proud, but give grace unto the humble." Verse 7 says, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." You know, even in these few scriptures, we're talking about pride and humble. You know, the term refers to those who choose to align their heart with anyone or anything other than God, thus making him their rival. You know, proud people don't realize their need, seek independence, and don't recognize their sin. That's proud people. God always resists those who oppose his rule and choose not to follow him. And then we come to that word, humble. You know, this term conveys a state of attitude, a lowerness, or poverty. The word would be a one lower position and lack of power. You know, as the term relates to Christ, humble people have the right view of themselves. Lower, impotent, and unworthy, they have the right view of God. You know, James often offers five practical ways to overcome the pressures of conflict. And that's what we are talking about today, on the pressure of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. And good morning to one of the callers that have come on the air. Glad you have come and joined us today. You know, this action works together to help us overcome the pressure of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. First of all, humble yourself. God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You know, when we persist with arrogance, self-centered, self-seeking, living, conflict and fight remain part of our experience. Although the pain of conflict is great, James promised that God's grace is greater to help us deal with the pressure of conflict. And God gives his grace, his help, his favor, and blessings to the humble. You know, humble people don't demand their way. Humble people admit their need to God. Humble people don't seek the things of the world to validate themselves. Humble people find grace from God to start over and receive new strength. And when you humble yourself in the presence of God, he will, I'll say that again, when you humble yourself in the presence of God, he will exalt you. You don't have to worry about nobody exalting you. You just be humble with God. He will exalt you in due time. And another tidbit is submit to God. You know, submission is a command. James command us to submit to God. And the word submit is a compound word in Greek that literally means to align yourself under something or someone. Think of an organization chart or a military formation. Christ is the head, and we align ourselves under him. Christ is our commander-in-chief, and we all serve under his command. You know, Christians avoid and resolve conflict by laying down our rights and following Jesus' example. Nowadays, you find so much pressure and conflict going on in the body of Christ. Everyone today that's listening to me, that's going through that, stop it right now. You want to come to God humble. You want to be submitted to God. You don't want to be all the time known as the person that's always fighting amongst yourself, always have a problem with relationship, work, church, quarreling, dispute, fighting. You pick up the paper every day. I hear the news of somebody's doing this in the body of Christ, pressure of conflict. You know, you have to resist the devil. The word devil is a Greek word, diabolos. It is where we get our word diabolically. This is a compound word that means to throw against. You know, he casts insult and accusations against you. That's what the devil do. He whispers in your ear, demanding your way, giving them a piece of your mind. You know how many times you say, I'm going to give them, her or him, a piece of my mind. You know, you've heard that. You deserve better. You can't let them get away with that. That's what somebody else telling you, or the devil telling you, you know. And many other lies and temptation, because that's what he is. He'll come in and deceive you. But James said, tell us to stand against the diabolic one. He only wants to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the enemy comes to do. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So resist him. And how can we do this? I want you to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. Hide God's word in your heart. You'll find that in Luke 1:19-11, also over in Luke 4:1-12. Read it at your convenience. You know, when you think about it, you're surrounded enemy. But what is called is a spiritual warfare. And then we will reject his attempt to devour us. When you resist the devil in the name of Jesus, he has no other choice but to flee. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because you are surrendering to God and hiding yourself in him. And Satan wants none of Jesus. That battle is already won. Put yourself in with Jesus. And that battle with the enemy will cease very shortly. I know you say, well, what's involved in resisting the devil? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me today. Draw near to God. The Bible offers seven ways to foster close relationship with God. First of all, read the Bible. It is God's love letter to you and the way you draw near to the heart and the plans of God. Second, pray. God welcomes and enjoys your conversation. Like any relationship, communication is a must. Prayer is how we talk with God. And listen to him when he's speaking back to you. Bible reading is one way God talks to us. We can't have one to the exclude of the other any more than we can be in a relationship where only one person gets to talk. My. Draw near to God by setting a daily time to read and pray. Doing so readjusts the attitude of our heart and keep us from selfishness and worldliness that so often lead to conflict. You know, our third thing is worship. It can take up any and many forms. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on a minute. Hallelujah. Someone trying to get the number to come on. Praise the Lord. Today we are talking about the pressure of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. And if I have anyone that would like to come in and comment on the lesson today, feel free. You know, worship can take many forms, including worshiping with your church family on Sundays and listening to Christian music during the week, praising God and having Christ-centered, God-honored music, in your mind draws you near to God. You know, Father, we wish him when we spend time reading and meditating on God's word. James promised in verse 8 that when you draw near to God, near to you. Hold on a moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we have to get rid of that sin you got in your life. James commands us to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. You know, for conflict to end, we have to own our fault and wrong and seek to be made right. You know, we cleanse our hands through repentance. That's what we do. We cleanse ourselves through repentance. You know, today you purify your heart by inviting the Holy Spirit to take over. He and James said it, that we need to purify our heart because we are double-minded. More accurately, we can be double-souled. Our flesh, our sinful nature, the enemy and the world appear to our soul to turn from God. But the Spirit of God within us beckon us to yield to God and follow after Christ. You know, the most miserable person in the world is the one who claims Christ yet follows the flesh. We are not to have a divided soul. So either we're going to follow Christ or we're going to... And no, if you follow Christ, everything will work out. But when you follow the flesh, that's when pressure come in. That's when conflict come in. That's when quarrels come in. That's when fights come in. You know, arguments. All these disputes when the flesh is in it. But when the Holy Ghost and Jesus is in it, you won't have all of that. You know, today you need to just stop and think. When we was talking about prayer, motivation for prayer, you know, evaluate your most recent personal prayer that you had with Jesus. You know, the type of prayer that's concerned, you know, a personal need sometimes significant will affect you or your family well-being and security. You know, a temporary concern for someone else, like a friend or a church member who is facing a difficult challenge, such as work, relationship issues, or minor health problem. A personal desire, like a promotion, a new position, or a vacation. We're talking about motivation for prayer. You have to know that you know what God is doing. And today we have a caller just come on, and I have a...
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Phones went out on this end. Let me see, can I bring everyone else back in?
Something about
Lord, it's something about that name, Jesus. I am so sorry. I don't know if it's the weather that caused our phone to go out over here, but the devil is alive. I'm going to finish on the pressures of conflict by humbly submitting to Christ. You know, you say, what can I do to overcome the pressure of conflict? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, the short answer is humble, submit to Christ. You say, well, how can I do that? Well, consider a progressive approach to these steps. Identify two or three ways that you are active, submitted to God, and share them with a friend or family member as a way of encouraging your success in following Christ. You know, another one you can identify with is action of desires you have to indicate you are not resisting the devil. Share this with another Christian with whom you have a secured and trusted relationship with. Ask for encouragement and support to overcome these things. Review your desires and prayers to make sure that none of them promotes friendship with the world and intimate with God. If you already done or already done so, keep a prayer journal to help you see your areas of concern and progress, because you don't want to be one that's fighting, arguing, quarreling, dispute, fighting each other over every little thing, relationships at work, at church. You know, so many people are quarreling over race, religion, sports, you name it. Stop it, because God is looking at each and every one of us. Quarreling, let's stop arguing, let's stop bricking, and let's start loving one another. Let's let that pressure go. Let all that conflict and that quarrel go, because we are God's children, and in the house of the Lord, we shall come together on one band of Christian love. We should have a desire to be more like Christ each and every day of our life. So purify your heart by inviting the Holy Spirit to take over and purify your mind. Let this mind be in Christ Jesus. Transform your mind. That'll keep you from getting involved with the devil and all the little things he sends your way. Let him know he cannot win no battle today in your life. So today is the ending of our broadcast. I'm sorry I got cut off on what I was saying earlier, but we give God the praise. Please go to the archives, and you can get most of the program except where we was cut off, the beginning until we was cut off, then we picked up where we were. But I want to invite and thank everyone who came out this morning to hear the broadcast, Pressure of Conflict, by humbling, submitting to Christ. Do tune in next week. We hope to have another exciting topic for you on next week. And as I will say, peace be still. If I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. Bye-bye.